Hi.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hey, look. It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kiss.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
You want to move off of toenail coverage after an hour?
I'm shocked.
We got an hour out of a toenail! Marconi, take that and shove it up your noodle.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot!
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Time to penetrate your ear hole. This is Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. That means you, the dumb listener of this show, controls the show. You send in dumb questions and topics, and we're contractually obligated to do it. And discuss it. You can X us at Man and Bone 971. You can text us 614-787-3093. And you can sext us.
You can.
Man and Bone OnlyFans.
Soon.
Yes.
Hey, depending on how this radio gigs, sooner than later. You never know. So
there's one thing that we can offer besides audio entertainment.
What is that?
Raw sexual magnetism.
Oh, that's right. Now, I want to say, because you know I like to listen to a lot of screamy, shouty music where they play like heavy guitars and then someone's like growling or screaming or shrieking or whatever. You with the little like that's starting to get into the realm of, if we put the right guitars behind it, maybe distort the voice a little bit, give you some processing.
I can go lower too.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh, hey. Yeah, like if we could have a mixture of you on Wild Card Wednesday and Zach Edey noises, I would listen to that. I mean, I've listened to albums where it's like basically a pig snorting halfway through it, so yeah. That's right up my alley, man. You want to play Furnace Fest next year? Let's go.
Sure.
Start a band.
Big announcement today coming from our friend, television voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets, Jeff Rimmer. Season starts up tomorrow. Rimmer has said that he needs the 5 o'clock hour to announce something today. I said, is it like, did you get a new yapper dog? And he said, nope, this is a real thing. So he's going to make an announcement. 5 o'clock, be listening.
Now, if he walks in here and announces that he is the one who's been holding up our bourbon for the last month,
I drank it all.
I'm going to throw him right out of the studio. I'm going to be so mad. If that's what it turns out, because we thought this whole time it was Mike DeWine and Fran holding it up at the State House, but apparently it could be Rims. We don't know.
Well, you know, DeWine and Fran, they enjoy their lovemaking sessions with the bourbon.
I just have a vision of Rimmer and the governor arguing over bourbon, where DeWine is saying, give it to me. And then Rims going, nope, give it to me. And that's just the back and forth of them yelling, give it to me. And then Fran somewhere comes says,
now give it to me. Yeah. We can all share it.
Right. Share the bourbon. The barrel selections from a local cantina, which will be there soon.
You know, can't this wait. Could be something about the future television home of the Jackets.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, who the hell knows what's going on with Bally's?
I didn't even think. That's right.
So this could be something with that. Is it?
Who knows?
No.
Oh, you're saying no, it's not.
No,
okay.
It's not. But
by the way, it is Wild Card Wednesday, where, like you said, tweet us anything you want. No topic is too off topic today. Darth Sweater Vest tweets us and says, my man bones, I think I need help. Well, we like to start off the show by helping people best
absolutely.
We can.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So he says, I have come to realize that I find myself sexually attracted to Common Man's nagging wife / mother voice. I'm now wondering how I could find a female, can I say dominate? Well, I'm going to say dominatrix.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Who can copy that voice and degrade me in a sexy manner.
Again. But,
listen.
Maybe I can do this on OnlyFans for people. Yeah. First of all, she mocks you.
Yeah, that's okay. Of course. It's that's what a dominatrix does, is degrade you. That's the whole idea. Not that I know too much about that. That's what I've been told. Anyway.
You call that a member? I've seen 6-year-olds that are better hung than you. Disturbing.
So you've got AI that's out there that can make, I mean, they've got people on Instagram. Well, people. They've got photos of hot women on Instagram that are getting lots of likes and
sometimes they fool me.
And they're not real.
No,
they're completely AI generated. Obviously, they're doing deep fakes with the videos now where someone's face can be put on someone else's body. Why couldn't you do the voice and then get some hot person's visage put on you, like a fake hot person? Not like, not stolen valor of hot Instagram models or anything. I'm talking like get a fake AI body and face on you. And then you just do the voice.
I'm sure people are just making conversation. But anytime somebody who listens to the show meets my wife, they always say to her, you sound nothing like he impersonates you on the air.
Right.
You sound nothing like the impersonation.
Hmm.
Did maybe it's just conversation, or did you really think that she did? Come on.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is I feel for Darth Sweatervest here, because I don't think there are a lot of people who actually sound like that voice. The one you're doing is a comical, fun voice, but it's not like how most people sound.
It's a feeling.
Yeah, that's exactly
right.
By the way,
there are a couple neighbor ladies in my neighborhood growing up that sounded pretty much like that.
Let me hear it again.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Right.
Get out of my lawn!
If Darth Sweatervest is driving right now, you might want to pull over, because I don't know what Mike's about to do with all the different things he could say, and I don't want you to
God.
Be...
Oh, God! Disgusting! You call yourself a man?
Right. Look at that. I was going to add, and then I've forgotten it, so it doesn't matter. Who cares? There's nothing to add. That's a good way to start the show.
NHL season started up last night. Blackhawks going to Pittsburgh and win. Connor Bedard gets his first point on an assist. I watched some of that game. What was I going to say to you? Oh, Connor Bedard looks like he's 7. I can't imagine what it's like. Look, you've got everybody telling you that you could be the next Wayne Gretzky, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Franchises, grown-ass men, people worth billions of dollars, falling over backwards, telling you how wonderful you are. You're 18 years old. The game starts, your first game in the National Hockey League. You're playing in Pittsburgh, and you're lining up opposite Sidney Crosby to take the faceoff.
Yeah.
Like, I can't mentally compute that. I'm a 43-year-old man, and I get the nervous poos thinking about that. And I know these guys have been in high-profile situations. They grew up differently than we grew up. He's still 18 years old, and the first face-off of the game, he's there staring at a 19-year veteran, legend.
I thought about that, because there was that video where the ref, you know, comes up to drop the puck, and he looks over, and he's like, Sidney, welcome back for another year. Good to see you. And then he looks over at Connor Bedard and he goes, Connor?
Connor, middle school's that way.
And he pauses. And then and you can see Connor Bedard has just got his stick on the ice. And then he looks up and he's like, oh, this is a moment. I guess I should look at it.
Right.
And then he goes, Connor, welcome to the NHL. And then, you know, all right, let's do this. You know, and it's like, okay. And then this is a guy, like you said, who's so young. And a lot of the players that now you see that come right out of, you know, they're juniors or wherever they're coming from, and they're 18 years old and they play. We've had that here with the Jackets. We've had young guys playing, but he is not a big dude and also looks like he's 7 and is supposedly the greatest thing since Wayne Gretzky or possibly Sidney Crosby or whoever you want to throw in there. Like, that's supposedly him. And then he skates up and is taking the face off. Not just he's going to play tonight. He's a starter. He's, you know, one of these guys. Starter is the wrong term. You know what I mean? He's like made the team and fully
playing. He's on the first line.
He is on the first line taking the face off.
The captain of the first line taking the first face off of the hockey season.
It's incredible. And I then think about our hockey team, and I think how Kent Johnson may not be able to play
tomorrow. We don't know that yet. Rimmer's going to come in here and yell at us. He'll be fine.
Well, everybody talks about how, because Kent Johnson, right? Buddies, Connor Bedard. Am I making that up?
Are they buddies?
I think they're buddies. Am I wrong? Maybe I'm confusing another talented young Jackets player.
Who's he buddies with?
I thought that.
Is it Cole Sillinger he's buddies with?
No, I thought it was. I thought it was Kent Johnson. I thought they were together in Moose Jaw. Whatever.
I just, whether it's true or not.
Well, here's, now it is. Now it is. It's true now.
It's true. Was it Moose Jaw?
I don't know where it was. Right. I forget. All I'm saying is, I would think word gets around the NHL where it's like, Kent Johnson's one of these guys, not at the level of Connor Bedard, clearly, according to all the hype, no one is. But this is a guy who was projected to be one of the better players in the draft last year, and he played, 2 years ago, and then he played a little bit that year, played all last year, and now we're talking like, I don't know, man, may not have room for you at center, but we're going to try out Patrick Laine at center. All right, that's fun. I'm just saying that Blackhawks may be dumb. Connor Bedard, I have said I would short him this year, not a joke on his height. I'm saying I would actually like go the under on any goals scored, points scored, totals you see, just because it's got to be tough to come in. Maybe the first year he's not amazing, but even I acknowledge we know how good he is. They're throwing him out there in the first game, and yet the Jackets are sitting here going, well, I don't know, with one of our bright young stars, maybe there's not enough room for him because we got to try and experiment with a vet who wants to do something.
Hey, great. Got a win on the road.
They did.
Last night.
You know what? He got his point, which is nice. He didn't go out there and have like two goals and all this crazy stuff, but they won.
Watching him, you can see it.
Oh, yeah,
you can? I can. I mean, I can just, he's obviously not a finished product. He's not what he's going to be, but you can just see the beginnings of greatness there. And by the way, I think you can see that with Fantilli, too.
I hope so.
I mean, I hope we see more of it tomorrow night where he puts on a little bit of show for us.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I am the type of person that you can do anything you want in the preseason. Last night, Connor Bedard played actual NHL hockey and looked like he belonged and looked
absolutely
good.
Absolutely, he did.
And so, to me, I don't care what happens in the preseason. I don't care how good a line looks in the preseason. Matters nothing to me. What matters is for the Jackets tomorrow night, game one, how does that look? Game two, etc. The preseason's all over now. Now we got real hockey going on. By the way, am I wrong that the Blackhawks play again tonight against the Bees? Are they playing? I think they're playing the Bruins.
All right.
So I think that's two.
Yes, it is tonight.
Yeah.
TNT.
And then, so I guess all the TV networks were like, we got to get Connor Bedard games right off the bat. Jackets, put them on Thursday.
No, who the hell cares?
Caps, put them on Friday. Who cares?
Jackets don't have a national TV game the entire year.
I know.
They're on ESPN Plus. I'm sorry. Rimmer announcement coming up at 5. Who is going to be the quarterback for the Browns this weekend? We'll tell you coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You want to be aware of a closure in the area, Southwest Boulevard, both eastbound and westbound between Lewis Center Way and US 62. Completely closed down through that area right now. You can use Columbus Street or another alternate route. This report sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. It's a new name with savings up to 25%, just like you're used to. So stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Savings vary. Terms apply. National General Group, Winsome Salem. I'm Adam Selig for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Tweet us at manandbone971. Text us 614-787-3093. Before we get back to the wild cards,
yeah,
don't forget, Rimmer's coming up at 5. He's got a big announcement to make, so be here. If your friends are Jacket fans or Jeff Rimmer fans, if they exist, call them up, text them, say, hey, listen to the radio at 5 o'clock, jabronis.
So what you're saying is Anna Kournikova's mom going to be listening.
Maybe that's the announcement.
She's a big fan.
Maybe Rimmer is announcing that he's getting a divorce from Farrell.
No, he's not marrying
Anna Kournikova's mom.
That's not why. That, no, that's not happening. Not
back
a million
when
years.
When I was banging, no. I could have banged her.
It's not happening. It's not the thing.
Okay.
No, he and Farrell, they're like rock solid. That's great.
Rock.
Okay.
Solid as a rock.
Yeah.
All right. No Deshaun Watson at practice again today for the Browns. So here's the deal. Dorian Thompson-Robinson played 2 weeks ago. And I'm not breaking news when I tell you it was stinky poo-poo, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So if Deshaun Watson cannot go this weekend against the 49ers, and considering it's Wednesday and he's still not practicing, it's not looking good.
No.
P.J. Walker is going to get the start. He was taking first team reps with the team today. What I find very interesting about this entire thing is I don't understand how, first of all, I don't know what an AC contusion is. Okay.
Well, that's because you're not a doctor, I'm guessing. I'm sure someone does, right?
Well, right. But you'll have to explain to me how 2 weeks ago he's medically cleared to play.
Right.
All right. And they went out of their way to say this is not a pain tolerance issue. This is about making sure he has all of his functions.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell that means.
Right.
He is not being made available to speak to the media about any of this. The Browns are sort of pretending like they have no say in the situation. They just sort of shrug their shoulders and say, well, you know, when he's ready, he's ready. What are you going to do? Meanwhile, you're coming off of a bye. You've got perhaps the best team in the NFL coming into your building on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're just supposed to just go along with the story of, oh, yeah, well, he may play, he may not play, and whatever, P.J. Walker.
Well,
let's go.
Here's the thing. I am not in any way, shape, or form what I call a football player soft. I've always thought that's a stupid way to look at it. It's not. I presume that Deshaun Watson wants to get out there and play. I presume he would want to go out there and do, you know, the best he can for the team that is giving him the most money guaranteed of any NFL quarterback ever. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Okay. So I would guess all the motivation is there for him to go do it. And I am far from a Deshaun Watson defender. If you've listened to this show, you know that. I would not. It's not about a soft thing or he's being weak or anything. There is something going on here that they didn't properly tell to us as fans. That there has to be. Either that or there's something else non-injury related that we're just using injury as a cover for. Because I don't know what else to think here. You're telling me if the Browns are to be believed, which I don't know that they are, that he was medically cleared to play and everything was good. It's just about, you know, if he feels right. And then they said, oh, yeah, his call. He couldn't go. And now we're 2 weeks after that. And you're saying, yeah, he's not even at a point where he can practice. Well, then you're going to have to explain something to me. I know they don't have to and they won't, but they should have to. And the media up in Cleveland should not stop asking questions about it. It should be the only thing they ask questions about this entire rest of this week. Not, do you think P.J. Walker can get the job done? I don't know. I doubt it. But no one cares about that. We'll find out if he can get the job done when he actually plays. There should be question after question after question of why is the highest paid guaranteed player in quarterback history, NFL history, all the above, why is that guy going from, oh, yeah, just didn't feel like it, to can't even practice right now.
Do
we need an update on this? Is he getting surgery? Is there some bigger thing?
Why are we not hearing from him at all?
Yeah, why can't he talk to the media?
As all the Browns people up in Berea are saying, you know, Wednesday is the day that he usually talks from the podium.
Yeah.
In the locker room. And they have specifically said that he will not be available today to talk. So he's not practicing and he's not talking. And the team is just shrugging their shoulders saying, well, doesn't have his faculties. You like that sound?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, I am at a point of just outright frustration with this organization for not being more clear about this from the start.
I don't know who to be frustrated with. Him or the team?
Well, what
like
I'm saying
like you said,
is,
I doubt it, it's a soft issue.
No, well, I'll tell you this. Like, what I'm saying is, if I don't believe the story that, like, oh yeah, everything was medically fine or whatever. The issue is it hurts him too bad to play. And you can call that soft. That to me is not soft. That is a performance athlete saying, I am not right and cannot make plays. This is not going to work if I go out there. Again, I don't defend Deshaun Watson on anything. He's a scumbag in my opinion, personally, my own opinion. But this is a thing that we do far too often in sports where we look at guys and go, ah, what a softy. I'd go out there and play. You have no idea if you'd go out there and play with the type of injury this guy has. I don't know. What I am saying is for the Browns to put it out there like, oh, medically cleared. Well, that doesn't really do him any service, does it? That doesn't. You've run cover for this guy this entire time. You carried the water for him left and right. Now all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, medically cleared to play. When in reality, no, he's got a bad injury that's not letting him play football, and you're not properly putting that out there. And so of course the media is going to have questions. Media is going to say, excuse me, why is he not playing? Is he just checked out? Is he not want to do this? And that's a bad look for an organization, in my opinion.
Speaking of injuries, the Colts put Anthony Richardson, their rookie quarterback, on IR. So he misses at least 4 weeks, up to 8, they're saying, with this injury. So Gardner Minshew is going to be QB1 now until further notice in Indianapolis. You know, Anthony Richardson has had, without exaggeration here, a disastrous start to his career. He's been hurt 3 times with 3 separate injuries. This is a shoulder issue.
Well, it's literally an AC joint issue. Like, this is the same type of soft tissue, connective tissue around the shoulder and the collarbone. I may have talked to a doctor about this on the injury report. Stay tuned.
Oh, stay tuned for that.
I'm just saying.
It's riveting.
He went in detail about Anthony Richardson's injury on this, of saying, if that's what this is, here's how that works. And yeah, like you said, he's out for 4 weeks now, right? Minimum
4 weeks. Yeah. So you put him on IR.
I'm pointing out that is the type of thing you're going to have when you have a quarterback who is used as a running back more often than not, unfortunately.
Well, and they've essentially said, yeah, when he comes back off of IR, we may have to look at using him differently.
Go figure.
Yeah, this is, look, I know everybody in the ACC thinks that, or the ACC, SEC says that's NFL light down there. Yeah. Oh, they're so big and so physical. And if you can play in the SEC, you can play in the NFL. The reality is getting hit in the NFL is so much different than getting hit in college football.
Yeah.
And Anthony Richardson is not going to be able to go out there and throw his body around. That's why Justin Fields last year, what he did, not sustainable. He knows it. The Bears know it. Now, maybe they're going about it the wrong way. Maybe the coaching isn't where it should be, demanding that he stays in the pocket all the time. It's getting into his head. But physically, he can't go out there and say, oh, yeah, I'm just going to throw my body all over the field. You may have success here and there. You won't be able to stay on the field.
Yeah, that's not a recipe for success. And I don't understand why everyone in the NFL draft process looked at CJ Stroud and was like, iffy. You know, I know that didn't end up panning out in the draft, but everyone before that was like, I don't know about this guy. Anthony Richardson, meanwhile, can't miss. And it's like, can't miss because of his arm talent? That's fair. He has a cannon for an arm. The guy's game is predicated along running the football. And in the NFL, if you can do that and stay healthy, you are one in a million. And thinking that he would just be able to waltz in and be fine, I thought was a bit short-sighted.
The Holt Man gets us ready for the upcoming season. Oh, coming up next.
There we go.
Yeah.
How about basketball that talk? Yeah.
Oh, the Holt Man.
Let's get there.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Looking out for some slow traffic in the area. I-70 eastbound between Mound Street and State Route 315. About an 11-minute delay there. We also have a closure to look out for Southwest Boulevard, both eastbound and westbound between Lewis Center Way and US 62. Completely closed down through that area. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings for a happy hour today. While supplies last, dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprise!
rises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Let's see. I've got a couple different ones, actually, that came in from yesterday, though plenty to get to from today. Trey said he'd like to bring Cookout to Columbus before bringing In-N-Out Burger. Have you had Cookout?
I have not had Cookout.
It's a Southern thing. Trey said, had them both. Cookout wins. Sides and shakes are amazing. I know the idea is, like, they have more of the stuff you would get at a barbecue slash cookout. That's their thing. I think I had it once. I don't know. Maybe I didn't, because I would think I'd remember it, but it was many, many years ago. We used to go down south often at another job where I worked. Once or twice a year, I'd be down in like Nashville or somewhere like that. And I feel like we went to one, but maybe at the last second we ditched it. Because I've always wanted to have it again if I had it already. I don't remember it either way, if it was good or bad. But I need to go try it.
Headquartered in Thomasville, North Carolina.
Sure. That sounds about right.
In the south. Looks like the furthest north they come is West Virginia.
Oh, there's one in West Virginia.
There is one in West Virginia.
Yeah, that's okay.
That seems about right. Do they cook over an open flame like Cookout?
I don't know. I would guess. Like I said, I don't remember going to the restaurant, but I thought I had it at some point. I guess I don't.
I'm looking at the
menu. I guess I don't remember it.
I mean, it looks good. I mean, how bad can it be?
No, I'm sure it's great, but
they got a corn dog.
Now that's, I think.
Why don't more places have a corn dog?
Dude, you are preaching to the choir on that. I don't care if that's something that only the kids eat or whatever. I'm a grown man, and some days I will look at the whole menu and say, I just want a corn dog.
Why do you have to be a kid to enjoy a corn dog?
Well, go ask Chops. I think that was one of his original kid food things, right? Corn dog kid food. I want to say, I could be wrong.
You know what else I like about this? It's lost on me because I'm not a milkshake guy. I'd rather have ice cream.
I know.
But they've got like 50 flavors of milkshakes at the Cookout.
I would probably go once a day for 2 months to get through those.
You like the shakes.
I do love a shake. Shamrock shake gets me every time. What's a flavor that's not the norm that they have?
They got a million of them here. Walnut.
Are there chopped walnuts in it?
I can't tell you.
I don't know that I would get the essence of walnut. That seems like the LaCroix of milkshakes, I got to be honest. Like, I need a little bit more of a hefty flavor there.
They have a cappuccino.
Okay, now that, yes, that would be good.
Peach cobbler.
Oh.
Banana pineapple.
Banana
nut. Red cherry, as opposed to
the other cherries that are all, I don't know. Well, I guess there's black cherries, right?
Don cherry.
There is Don cherry. Grapes. It's his nickname.
Eggnog is coming in December. Eggnog shake.
Oh, of course. I bet that's
a seasonal
thing.
Are you an eggnog guy?
I will have a glass of eggnog at some point during the holiday season once. But I've never, my family doesn't put anything in it. No alcohol.
You don't need to. It's delicious.
See, that's so fascinating to me that you like eggnog.
I love eggnog.
But not a milkshake. Whereas
no,
a milkshake,
it's different.
You got a thickness component there that's similar. Eggnog is not as thick.
It's not similar.
It's not as thick, but it's, to me, an eggnog is not close enough to a milkshake, so that's why I don't like it.
I love that.
It's like a
creamy texture in my mouth.
How are you with a buttermilk? Do you like buttermilk?
Not straight.
You wouldn't drink buttermilk.
It's the tanginess.
Right.
I mean, in recipes, fine.
Well, that's, yes,
whatever.
Of course.
As a marinade, yes.
Yeah, but my grandmother used to drink buttermilk is what I'm saying, and I didn't know if you'd ever gone, if you like eggnog, if you like the thick stuff.
Rings at the Cookout. You know my thought on that? If you're a place that serves a burger, I don't care if you're a sit-down place or a fast food place, it should be illegal not to have an onion ring on the menu.
Well, you know, one of the biggest defenders of that in the history of restaurants, McDonald's.
I know.
I mean,
they should have onion rings.
Could you imagine if McDonald's brought out onion rings? If they just said, hey, guess what? Now we have onion rings. What are you going to say, Burger King? You don't have Rodeo Burger. Here's a Rodeo Burger for you, right? I mean, that's the only thing that Burger King's kind of got over them. That and like Mott's Sticks, and they have lots of other stuff. But I'm saying
that's the only thing they got, except all these other things.
No, but I don't think a burger joint is required to have mozzarella sticks.
No, but onion rings.
Onion rings, yes. Like, I feel like McDonald's is lacking in that one key component. That's the only thing they're really missing. Yeah, I love a good onion ring. Here.
Oh, the Holt man. We got to get to the Holt man.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Basketball season is coming soon. The Holt man met with the media yesterday. Here is the Holt man talking about, well, he's saying things that anyone who watched more than 10 minutes of Buckeye basketball last season already knows.
Okay.
But he's going to tell you like you don't know.
You know, we spent a lot of time in the offseason looking at some of our offensive numbers, and the reality is we were not particularly in Big Ten play good enough offensively in a number of ways. Our numbers overall on the year, as you know, were good, but in Big Ten play, they were not good enough. We were not efficient enough like we had been really the bulk of our time at Ohio State. So we made some adjustments, and I think we've got a group that, in some ways, you know, there's an element where you lose a guy that has the ability to kind of go get a bucket at any time, that presents some challenges, and then it's also obviously going to present some opportunities for some other guys.
Okay. Also, Chris Holtman would like to tell you that water is wet.
Right. Okay.
Did you get all that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just.
They weren't very good last year offensively, especially not in the Big Ten schedule where they hardly won any games.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't very good. And finding guys who are good were a problem, but they have found guys now that are good.
Well, yeah, and I'm trying to, if the way I took all that was we weren't really good outside of like one or two guys who we know could score, but they're not around anymore. And then we're going to hopefully replace those guys with other guys who have some opportunity to do better things.
Here is more Holt man about what went wrong last season.
Morning. We were certainly a group that that had our struggles in the middle of the season, and then really at the end played our best. We just were not what we had been the previous 5 years, which has been a pretty good defensive team and a really efficient offensive team. That's kind of been our hallmarks. We were not that last year. I look forward to returning that this year.
Man, he is just transforming completely into Les Miles' voice twin, isn't he?
He does have a lot of that going on.
He is like full Les Miles now.
If he didn't, if because Les had a little bit of a twang to him, but other than that, you're right. Yeah, it's very similar.
Well, Les is from Ohio. It wasn't that much of a twang.
No, but he added a little bit in because he was down south, I think. When he got to LSU, some of those quotes, he has a little bit of...
Just recognize that it's election day coming up. We're... All those model citizens will get off and take care of their duties to their country. It's just not Columbus Day. It's not just for the Italians. It's certainly not St. Paddy's Day. It's not just for the Irish. It is for all of those who have the ability to vote in our country. So get out and do that, please.
You know what? I amend my statement. He doesn't have a southern drawl. He mumbles. He has a little bit of like just
he's got
words
like
run together.
Marble mouth.
Yeah. And then... The Holt man is very much more punctuating when he says his words, so he doesn't quite get his marble mouth, but otherwise, like, the tone of it is identical.
They exaggerate the S a little bit, both of them.
Very much so.
Right, how bad are the Patriots? How bad? I'm going to tell you. Coming up next.
Ooh.
Bill Belichick joins the show.
No. No, he does not.
Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Looking out for some slow traffic in the area. I-70 eastbound between Mound Street and State Route 315. About an 11-minute delay there. We also have a closure to look out for Southwest Boulevard, both eastbound and westbound between Lewis Center Way and US 62. Completely closed down through that area. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings for a happy hour today. While supplies last, dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Phone, give me a number.
Let's go with 9.
Caller number 9 right now. 614-821-9710 gets 2 tickets to see Bert Kreischer.
There you go.
April 15th, 2024 at Nationwide Arena. So you're not going to go back in time to this past April.
No, that would be impossible.
Next April. Tickets go on sale this Friday, October 13th at 8 a.m. Call, did I say the number?
I think you did.
614-821-9710. Talk to the Bode Man because Teddy's off today.
Mm-hmm.
Bodie Wells is here today. I don't know why I said his last name.
Bodie Wells. But now you know. Next day, Beth says, my guys. Now, this is her wild card Wednesday question. Are either of you aware of the sport hobby horsing? She put sport in quotation marks.
No.
Apparently, this is becoming a more and more popular activity, and I can't believe it's actually real. Let them live, I guess. Have a great day in GTH.
Well, what is it?
I believe if this is what I'm thinking of, double check this and look it up. Hobby horsing is where you, I want to say, take, you know, the little stick with the pony's head on it that little kids ride around on, like when they're 5, like riding the little fake horsey.
Yes.
I'm looking. Adults do this, but they do an obstacle course with the horse.
Come on.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
No, it is. I'm looking at it.
All right.
Hobby horsing is a hobby with gymnastic elements, which uses hobby horses, also known as stick horses.
There you go.
Movement sequences similar to those in show jumping or dressage,
yeah,
are partly simulated in courses without real horses being used.
Okay.
Why?
Why is always a good question.
Well, this is, it's almost like
a lot of the things that we see.
Look, when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have internet all the time. You know, even when I had internet, when I was an older teenager, it was dial up. We had a timer on the thing. My father would get crazy. It was only to be used like half an hour a week. Okay?
Yeah.
We didn't have access to naked people all the time, high-speed naked people like we do now. So you take what you can get. And what I could get was sometimes some Skinamax.
Sure.
All right? It was all very, you know, they didn't show you anything good, but you knew that something was happening.
Are we turning Skinamax into the hobby horsing of real equestrian?
Yes, that's correct. I'm just saying they have real equestrian show jumping and all of this crap. You can get down and dirty and watch real horses do the deed. Why do you want to watch stick horses and people pretending that they're doing real things?
I want to be clear. I just Googled all this in the last 5 seconds as you've been talking. So maybe this is not correct. This is what came up on the web. The article is called All About Hobby Horsing, written by Mika Zanstra, who is a 15-year-old from Chicago. It appears on the website youngrider.com. So this is a horse riding website.
Okay. Right?
She says, I love horses and I take riding lessons twice a week. Unfortunately, living in the city makes it hard to own a horse because of the long commute to a barn. Fortunately, I've discovered hobby horsing. And so then what she said was, while she takes lessons to ride a horse, this is a fun way for her to be involved in the sport and learn some of the jumps and things that the actual horses will have to do. But
you're not learning the jumps. You're doing the jumps.
Well, what? Yeah, I think that's right. Anyway,
this is a kid. Kids are. This is a kid's game. Is what this is.
Well, she's 15. I mean, she's not a like 7 year old, but she's also not like a grown adult.
Let me be clear. I understand why kids would do this.
Yeah.
If adults are doing this, go right to the psychiatrist.
Have you seen it's not called adult tag, but it's like tag, but it's grown-ups that are running around like on a parkour type of course where they've got, it's like if someone took a whole bunch of like risers and different things from like choir or when you were in school and there were drama productions, staging, things like that. There's platforms. There's little things you have to hop over.
All right.
And they run up and all down these things and around. And it's 2 guys playing tag. 2 people playing tag.
Okay.
And they're ducking under like a table type
of
thing.
Let them live, man.
And
let them live.
I've seen people do this. It gets kind of violent.
There's a whole world out there.
Because if you bite it and fall face first into the corner of one of these platforms, I mean, it can be rough. But yeah, whatever, man. I let you live. Just don't tell me it's the greatest thing ever.
We were just talking about this the other day where Kristen had said something about adult dodgeball. And okay. I said, first of all, I thought we weren't doing dodgeball anymore in schools. Are we still doing it?
I don't recall ever hearing about my kids playing dodgeball.
Anyway,
maybe I'm wrong.
I said, what? To me, the concept of adult dodgeball is actual warfare. Like, it's war.
With a ball?
No, the ball represents the kid element of it.
Oh,
real dodgeball would just be like a gunplay battle.
No, I don't think that's right, because then what, like football, basketball, baseball, soccer, these all have balls. That's not just for kids. A grown-up can play all those sports and get paid millions of dollars. So
what
would
the adult dodgeball be?
It's just
other than just adults playing.
That's it.
There has to be something else, like the ball's on fire.
Oh, that seems like daredevil dodgeball. Maybe, I'll tell you what, the loser of adult dodgeball has to like pay the winner's mortgage or something. I don't know. Like, put some financial stakes on it. Maybe
has
there's
commute
a bet.
To work on a hobby horse.
Yeah.
Is that Phil riding a stick horse in the parking lot?
Oh, I've got so many ways we could improve dodgeball. One of them is all the balls are regular dodgeballs except one, which is a bowling ball.
Nice. Patriots are bad. How bad are they? They have gone 34 straight drives without an offensive touchdown. Okay?
Yeah.
34 consecutive drives, no offensive touchdown. 24 consecutive drives without a point scored.
Oh.
The latter of which is the longest single season streak by any team since the 2008 Cleveland Browns.
Well,
that went 31 straight drives.
That doesn't surprise me.
Without points. They rank dead last in points per game, and their 0.85 points per drive would be the worst of any team since the 2006 Raiders that were 0.77. So anyway, we are using advanced, and I'll tell you right now, Bill Belichick said Mac Jones, still the starting quarterback. Nothing changes. And there's a story today saying Robert Kraft has not ruled out firing Bill Belichick.
Oh, wow.
Which does not surprise me.
You know, it almost feels like at this point, maybe Belichick is just daring him to do it. Like, you know what? Go ahead. I know we're not winning anything. I'm not changing a damn thing with Mac Jones. You're going to fire me? Then I'm going to make you fire me. Go right ahead. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's fed up with Robert Kraft. I don't know why. I would think Robert Kraft, as far as, you know, guys who help you win Super Bowls, he seems to be someone who wants to do that.
Him. What are you talking
about?
That's
what I'm saying, right.
Robert Kraft chose Bill Belichick over Tom Brady.
That's what I mean.
That's real.
Yeah.
It happened.
But my point is, I wonder if at some point Belichick is saying, if you've turned against me too, then you're going to have to fire me. I'm not going to make it easy on you and just step down. And in fact, I'm going to keep playing this guy who sucks.
Our guy, Dante Whitner, taking on all comers. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We're currently looking out for an accident north on about westbound at State Route 315, left center lane blocked there due to that accident. Stop and go traffic backing up right now through that area. Could slow you down at least a couple of minutes. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday. Buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go sports bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Hey, check out the podcast of this dumb show. It is available wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Let's go with Meat Sweats, who says, my guys. Now, this one is a little sportsy. Usually on Wild Card Wednesday, we like to have some fun goof around.
The listeners control the day.
That's right. Meat Sweat says, if you could bring back one OSU legend in their prime and add them to this team, who are you adding? Now, he's just named a bunch of people here. He said Eddie, Troy, Abosa, Pace. he said Pace the GOAT, and then he said Herb Street with a little bit of a devil's head. Yeah, okay. Do I want a guy who can throw, or do I want Kirk Herb Street? That's the question.
What do I want to do?
Let me throw this at you.
There's so many guys I want to do. Cut that up and use that out of context.
Sure, that's fine. I'm with you. Now, I think we should explore what the weaknesses of this team are. Offensive line is certainly one of them. Orlando Pace makes a lot of sense. I could go that route 100 times out of 100.
But you're not.
No. Listen, I never had more joy in my life of watching football. Rarely have. I mean, it's at this level. It was this and only a few other guys. When Eddie George was sprinting down the sidelines with the towel hanging out the back, the crop top and the abs are working. He's got the eye black, the huge helmet and shoulder pads, and he's got the black shoes with the white socks, and he's just going, pumping his arms. And everybody on that defense is running as hard as they possibly can, and they can't touch him.
All right, here's my question to you.
So I'm picking Eddie George.
That would be 27. A fine selection.
Yes.
I got no problem with that. Do they have to play by 2023 rules?
Yeah.
All right, that's the problem.
You put him on this team.
Like, I put Katzenmoyer on the team. He's gone for targeting every single game.
Right. That's true. And
you know,
boy,
you got to think about that.
You think the defense is good now. If he could play, just him, Spiels, any of those guys could play under the rules when they were banging. Oh, my God. You'd have teams just forfeiting.
I'll tell you, here's how to make things more interesting. Obviously, I don't want to see guys get hurt, but what I think we should do is each team should get to designate one player as your designated rule breaker guy.
Okay.
Where standard rules for hitting do not apply. Mm. It's only one guy per team, and they can just take you out.
I love this idea in theory. It's great.
Of course, in theory.
It's never going to
happen. This will never happen.
Yeah, but I like it in theory.
All right, if they have to play by today's rules, all my big nasty guys who I'm thinking about on defense are out. Joe Germain?
Come on.
My guy!
He's your guy!
My guy!
Well, you put Troy Smith with these weapons?
Troy.
Come on. I'm just saying, that's a Heisman Trophy winner there. Joe Germain, nice. Troy Smith, different level. Come on. You know, honestly, we occasionally bring him up, and I know everybody had the issue with the, you know, Tatgate and all that stuff. Terrell Pryor, in like, what college football has become, even in the last 10 years, destroys people.
You know what?
Right?
Here's who I'm going to pick for this team.
I mean, he had the arm, he had the everything.
Listen to me. Here's who I'm picking for this team. And that's not to say he's the best Buckeye of all time. I'm saying for this specific team, this is what I want to see. I want to see pre-arm injury Braxton Miller.
Oh.
As my starting
quarterback. That's a great call.
That's what I want to see.
Yep, I agree with you on that.
My nipples are hard just thinking about it. Dante Hittner.
Our guy.
Played for the Buckeyes. He is doing work for NBC Sports Bay Area. We talked about this the other day. So 49ers kicked the crap out of the Cowboys. They're on the field, meaning their production crew, NBC Sports Bay Area. Right after the game, Dante Whitner's there doing a post-game show. He was asked by the host, what's the one thing you take away from this game if you're a Cowboy fan? And he said, Dak Prescott sucks, period. Now, he got a lot of headlines for this. He went on to say, they, meaning the Cowboys, talk so much about Dak Prescott being a top-tier quarterback, franchise guy. I don't see it. I see them trying to cover up for what he lacks. A lot of quick throws, cutting half of the field off and giving him easy throws. Other than that, he's not a quarterback that can drop back and really take advantage of a defense and carve it up like we've seen it. He's not, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, he said, other than that, he's not a quarterback and step back and do that.
Anyway, he said it better than I read it. Tyreek Hill goes on X.
Okay.
And says about Dante Whitner, what's up with the old heads?
Oh, yeah, old heads, right.
Old heads.
Yeah.
Dante Whitner responds, you'll be here one day. I said what I said, homie. I like yes. I like the use of homie.
Yes.
I do like it.
That's a very old head thing to say.
Dante Whitner later posted on the site, "You're fast, but you're lucky. I'd have killed you on that field. Mind your business, homie." He then deleted that tweet.
Let me tell you what.
If we could have
more analysts doing local broadcasts who thought they were also kind of pro wrestlers when they cut promos, I'm all for it.
I'm Dante Whitner, you know what I'm doing today? I'm trademarking "Mind your business, homie."
Oh, yeah.
And I'm putting that on a shirt. That's my Dante Hitner shirt collection.
Exactly right.
"Mind your business, homie."
And then every time, and then they can turn that into a weekly thing. Remember where you had, who always used to do on ESPN? Why am I blanking on who used to do "Come On, Man"? Where did that all start? Was that Keyshawn?
Chris Carter did that.
Carter started that. Okay. Whoever started it, they had this on all their like Monday Night Football stuff, right? And they had like people getting mossed by Randy Moss when he was on there.
Yeah,
they had all these fun things to do like that. If I'm the local team broadcasting that, I'm bringing up Dante Whitner and asking him to say the catchphrase every week. Who's the guy?
By the way, Dante Whitner's not completely insane, too. He was also asked on this broadcast if the Cowboys were better off with Cooper Rush, who was their backup quarterback, and he just responded, "Oh, no."
Right. What is wrong with him saying, "I think they are covering for Dak Prescott. I don't think he's that good"?
Nothing.
He's giving his analysis. This is a guy who played defense at a very high level, played in the NFL, played tremendous college football, obviously, knows what it looks like when an offense trusts their quarterback and when they don't. And he's giving his opinion. That's what he's paid to do.
He is paid to give his opinion. And really, he backed it up with solid facts.
Yes.
You're telling me this guy is supposed to be an elite level quarterback, and yet all you have him doing is these short little throws and cutting off half the field because you don't trust him to read the entire field.
Yep.
That's what he's saying.
Mind
your business, homie.
I like it. You should start using that one yourself.
I'm going to steal it from the Hitner.
There you go. Jordan Spieth says, "My party animals. I'm having a housewarming party on October 19th, and I'd like to invite Common Man's parents.
Oh.
I just need their address. I want to send the card ASAP. I don't want her to think it's a late invitation," her being your mom.
First of all, I'm not giving you their address.
I know.
But if you happen to run into my parents someplace, you invite them to your housewarming party. They will go.
Yeah.
They will go. They'll complain about it the entire time.
If you're not sure if it's Common Man's parents or not, you will know it's his mom because she'll be shopping for the raw ingredients to make noodles while being topless. And his dad will be standing right next to her with stuff shooting out of his eyes, gleeking all over the place.
He has involuntary, not fluid leakage coming out of the eye, but like Old Faithful, it will squirt out.
Yeah.
Like I get a little dry eye and the tears and
sure,
like that happens.
We've all had that.
You get older. My father has like a squirting, gleeky.
A squirting eye.
Like a.
His eye squirts.
Those like lapel things that squirt the water out.
Yeah, like a fake flower, like a clown would have or something.
Yes,
where it's like, smell the flower,
eye.
And then he'd squirt it at you. Yeah,
that's his eye.
I got it.
He's going to go on Shark Tank with a new product, windshield wiper eyeglasses.
Mike, I think we're all familiar with squirting. All right? We got it. We know exactly what you're talking about with the squirting flower thing. I know what you mean. Do we have time for another one, or what do you want to do?
What are we doing?
I can just read you another.
Yeah,
another
come on,
card.
Let's okay. go.
T-Bone's Running Club says, "My dudes, you can replace Deshaun Watson with any current quarterback you want right now. Nothing else on the team changes. Who do you pick?"
Pick? It's more on you.
Well, I mean, you can help think of the best quarterback to put in there. Now, for me personally, I have to weigh how much it would hurt other teams in my division.
Kenny Pickett?
No. And if he was having a better year, the number one answer would be Joe Burrow. You know, it's still probably Joe Burrow. It's still probably Joe Burrow.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Why not?
At this point, you're not putting like Pat Mahomes in that offense?
But I'm saying I know this is going to hurt the Bengals, and they're like,
don't worry about them.
I can hurt them, and I can hurt. If Lamar was any good, I'd take Lamar.
Do you know what hurts the Bengals? Making your team as good as it possibly can be. Okay?
All right.
As much as I enjoy Joe Burrow, you're putting Pat Mahomes on this team this year, aren't you? Come on now.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's the matter with you?
But you know who he doesn't have is the brilliant offensive coaching staff in Kansas City. He's got my dumb coaches.
He doesn't need it. He goes
out there and ad-libs and stuff. Dumb coaches, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow looks over at Zach Taylor and he's like, I don't know, is this a Denny's menu? And he's like, all right, guess I got to call this one again. All right, here we go. He's back, baby. Joe Burrow's back.
He's you've declared
he's
him back.
He's fine.
You saw it.
He's all good. Yeah, I saw it. He's back. He's moving around. Fine. He's good.
One week against the Arizona Cardinals, he's offense back. Fixed. Back. Everything's good.
I didn't say offense fixed. He's back.
He's back.
And then eventually offense will be back.
All right, fine. Don't forget, Jeff Rimmer is coming up top of the 5 o'clock hour. He says he has a big time announcement. I believe him. So be here for that. Coming up next, LeBron and Prince William have something in common. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have an accident to look out for. 670 westbound at State Route 315. That accident blocking things up in the right lane. Stop and go traffic backing up a little bit through that area to around I-71. Maybe about a 4 or 5 minute delay through that area currently. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday. And buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go to Sports Bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The dumb is strong with this show. You're listening to Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. That means you, the fine listener of the show, get to ask us all the stupid questions you want. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Before we get to more Wild Card Wednesdays.
Yeah.
The Boatman is in for Teddy today, and Bodie sent us an email with a lot of links to stories that he thought we may find interesting.
Okay.
He, I assume, mistyped on something, but I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
As he typed it out. LeBron has been pegging for an NBA team in Vegas for a while now.
Okay.
Shaq wants it to happen too.
I see.
I didn't even click the link because I don't care. Because now I can't get LeBron pegging out of my head. Now, the rumor is, Bodhi, are you a big peg guy?
Maybe could have went for like aiming, striving, but I guess pegging was just on the mind.
Sure,
I don't know.
Sure, right. There you go.
Prince William is rumored to be a pegger.
Okay, that's a very hot rumor. Let's just put it.
I'm just, it's I'm not, just it's we not didn't invent verified. The rumor.
Well, no, we didn't, but it's not verified.
Hey, I love pegging.
Yeah, I was gonna say, does the Queen have anything to say about that? No.
But you go to Google Machine and type in pegging.
Don't
and
do that.
You'll
don't,
see. Why not? If you're curious to see what it is.
I just am encouraging anyone who's on a work computer, do that on your own time.
That's your own description. You're already listening to us at work.
I'm
how much worse
can it
be?
I'm giving you a heads up. I'm just warning people if you put stuff in, there's lots of things I wouldn't Google at work that aren't, they're not bad. Let you live. Do whatever you do, it's your business, not mine. I'm just telling you, if you Google it at work, there might be some questions
all right.
when you see the videos.
Anyway, LeBron has been pegging.
Or begging. For an NFL or an NBA team.
NBA team in Vegas. That's who. But Shaq says he wants to own a team in Vegas and doesn't want any partners, which I assume that means doesn't want any NBA
he doesn't want anybody,
player partners.
Yeah, like he's going to be the celebrity partner.
That's fine.
Guess.
Shaq is a rich guy. He's not that rich.
Well, yeah. I mean, usually when you're talking about buying an NBA franchise, you are talking, not usually, you are talking billions of dollars. In this case, it would be an expansion franchise. You'd have to pay the expansion fee, which I assume will be
billions
monstrous.
Of dollars.
Right. Then you have to either play in a place that already exists, which Golden Knights have a place. You think they're going to let you use that for free? No. Then you got to, of course, finance the team, meaning buildings for the staff. You've got to have a place for them to train. You've also, of course, got to pay the players and all that.
Antonio Brown says you have to do none of this if you own a team.
Oh, you know, dude, you know who else apparently says that, allegedly?
Who?
I've been reading that book, the Bishop Sycamore tell-all.
Yeah.
Like, the local guys wrote here. My God. Dude, it is shocking to read about the amount of people involved in that, but it mostly was one guy who would go into a business, legit business, hotel. One, they talked about a paintball place in Grove City. Walked in, was like, hey, here's my credit card. Got 40 guys. We're going to go do this thing. You know, we'll square up at the end. Get to the end. Hey, man, credit card's not working. Oh, really? Man, that's crazy. You know what? I'm going to run to the car. I'll get the other one. I think it'll work fine. Then they take off.
And just burns well, rubber out of
and
the
then,
lot.
And then eventually, guy calls back and is like, hey, got a hold of you. Credit card's still not working and you left. He goes, oh, yeah, you know what? You there till 5? I'll be there at 5. Before 5, I'll be there with credit. Never again. And the amount of times where he did this where it was like, yeah, that guy just stopped answering the calls.
That is the true sign of a psychopath.
I think.
Like, I would be sick to my stomach all day. Just worried about this guy getting in touch with me.
Yeah, and rightfully so. They said in this book, there are court records where they dropped cases against him because it was like no one could find him. Like, he was known where to be. And bad news, little spoiler alert here, when you appear on ESPN coaching a high school
football
game,
they know where to find you.
People suddenly you're back on their radar and everyone catches up to you again. But for a while, he kind of like fell off the map because he did this not once, but twice. There was another school that had started, then this all happened, and then closed. And then he started up the second one, which was Bishop Sycamore, and that's the one we all found out about.
All right, here's something for you. When it became news that SmackDown was not going to be on Fox anymore on Friday nights, I speculated that this means that more Big Ten football games are coming to Friday night, and they're going to put that stuff on Fox. And now it looks like that's been confirmed, where starting next season, there will be at least 9 Big Ten games on Fox Friday.
Okay.
9. And look, we could bitch and moan about this and this is going to ruin high school football. It's not.
No, it's not.
Also, we got the Peacock game coming up this weekend. Bitch and moan about that. I understand from a transitional standpoint, if you're stuck in your ways or you have parents that don't have Peacock or simply you don't want to pay for an extra service. I get it. Or you're not able to pay for an extra service. But look, guys, this isn't going away. And we will see the Buckeyes playing Friday night on Fox. We're going to see it. Get used to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know we've had a couple of seasons that have started off on weird days, but I don't know if it'll be an early season game, mid-season game. But yeah, you will see the Buckeyes playing on Peacock like you are this weekend more often. You will see them playing on, because CBS has games too. They're going to put some on Paramount Plus, quite sure. You will see some, like you said, Friday night games. It's all in play here. And up to and including this, I keep feeling like there's vibes going out from people. And then whenever I ask specific questions, everyone's like, oh, no. I've not heard that. I'm not going to be shocked if they start pushing again to move Michigan off the final week of the season. I'm just telling you right now. I'm not saying I want it. I don't. I think it's a stupid idea if they do it. But you are going to have a potential of Big Ten championship games more often than not involving Ohio State and Michigan. Are the networks going to want back-to-back weeks of that? I think they would. I would. But I could see the network saying, and quite honestly, I could see the two universities quietly letting it be known that they're okay with it. Because I bet you both coaches, if they were hooked up to lie detectors, would say, I don't necessarily want my guys to play their big rivalry game and then go out to play that again.
Let's be clear about something. The only way this happens is if it gets the blessing of Ohio State and Michigan.
Absolutely
right. That's the only way it happens.
But I'm telling you, I have nothing that confirms. There's no like hard source on this. I have nothing that's told me this. No one has even hinted at it. I'm just, Vibes are feeling like that's going to be what happens.
You rarely
eventually.
Just go on vibes, though. You must be hearing something.
I'm not hearing a thing.
You must be hearing something.
I'm not hearing a thing.
This is like when, I'm not hearing anything about Save the Crew.
No.
And then you'd know everything about Save the Crew.
I'm not. I legitimately know. Listen, it's rare on this show that I have to convince you that I know nothing. But I promise you, I know nothing
about everything else.
I'm
just wondering who you're talking to about
this. I'm not talking to anybody. They don't want to talk to me. I'm telling you, it makes too much sense when you look at it. Big Ten is saying we're going to have the premier Big Ten championship game. No more divisions. Ohio State and Michigan can play every year if they want to, if that happens. Why would we want to have that game and then a week later have it again when we could have it at the start of a season or whatever?
First of all, you think that's going to happen every single year? It's not.
I'm not saying
every
year.
It's going to be a rare situation when that happens.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, they are going to, I feel like they are going to move off.
No.
I feel like they're going to move off.
I won't let them.
Okay, I'm with you. You've been down this road before where you had to stop it before. I hope you stop it again. I'm just saying, I'm not going to be surprised when that is something that comes out.
I don't like you right now.
I don't like me either.
Don't even plant the seed.
I don't like me either. Just telling you.
The International Olympic Committee will vote on flag football for the 2028 Los Angeles Games. Okay.
Well, I mean...
Whatever. I mean...
It's not... real football, but
they're not going to play real contact football. That's not going to happen.
No one could.
Across the world, this is apparently gaining in popularity. It's flag football, especially in Europe. A lot of teams, a lot of intramurals, brother, a lot of that crap going on.
Look,
so whatever, man.
Well, the reality is you're not going to get, if that happened, who's going to be able to field the elite teams, you know, of football players? It would be the United States playing tackle football, and then what, a handful of other countries that do? Most of the countries don't have the infrastructure. You don't have high school football in 99% of countries. So how you could field plenty of teams of amateurs that could go play this if you had to. And I'm not talking college amateurs. I'm talking guys who never made it to college that would still go out there and probably kick the crap out of everybody else because America has a pretty good football system.
Right.
This would level the playing field with it being flag football, I think.
The Swifties have taken up a fight for the NFL players. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We're still keeping an eye on that accident at 670 westbound at State Route 315. That right lane blocked there, causing some stop-and-go traffic from Leonard Avenue. Things backing up just a little bit there. Maybe about a 7 or 8 minute delay through that area. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour is beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings for Happy Hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Jeff Rimmer is already in the station.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he's not coming in until 5 o'clock, but he has a big announcement. He's chomping at the bit. I did ask him, is it about pegging? And he said no. Well, he didn't say no. I can't promise anything.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I had a... well, go ahead.
Big announcement coming up 5 o'clock. Don't miss it.
I just want to say, I had a close relative, I will not share who said to me... It was funny you guys had mentioned pegging the other day because I used to really like pegging, and I'm like, wow, what a revelation. And then when I found out in the course of the conversation, was that they thought they were supplanting the word pogoing. doing pogo stick. And yeah. I said, and well, they're like, yeah, like
kind of like that,
you know, bouncing up and down. And yeah. I'm like, well,
there's
this
definitely
is
a
lot
stick
of,
involved.
There's a lot of info here. And then I realized very soon after, like, this person has no idea what that is and is actually just talking about pogo sticks. So it was then a very innocent conversation the rest of the way.
Baseball: Rangers sweep out the Orioles. Baltimore was not swept in a series all season long. They were the second team ever in Major League Baseball to accomplish this feat. And their first postseason series swept out.
Well, you know what that means.
What?
If you want to win, you got to get swept at least once in the regular season so you don't have it happen in the playoffs, right? That's the new strategy. You got to get that one out of your system.
Astros can eliminate the Twins tonight. Arizona can sweep out the Dodgers tonight. Braves and Phillies are tied at one. They have game three. They start in about half an hour. I did also see that Major League Baseball's wild card round, the ratings were down about 20% year to year. This is what I tell people all the time when they want to tell me about conspiracies. Never try and explain something away with a conspiracy when either chance or stupidity will fill in quite well
right.
for conspiracy. Major League Baseball had absolutely no drama in that wild card round. Nothing. No do or die games, all sweeps, all boring, ratings are down 20%. Here you have a situation where the biggest market that's left for you in the postseason, the LA Dodgers, in this best of five, they have lost the first two games at home.
Yeah.
They are going to Arizona. They have to win three games in a row to not be swept out.
It's not ideal.
No, it's not ideal. You think Major League Baseball, they're sitting in their offices petting a white cat saying, yes,
well,
Dodgers eliminated Diamondbacks. We want that market.
Let's pretend for a second that there are conspiracies and that the refs are in on it. The umpires in this case are in on it. In that Major League Baseball is like, we got to do this. I could see it if game three, there would be people who see a couple calls go the Dodgers way and go, oh man, see Major League Baseball trying to fix it for the Dodgers. I understand where you're coming from, but that's very wrongheaded. If there was a conspiracy to do that for a team like LA, don't you think that would be very, the time to do it's game one and game two and game three and game four and game, you're not going to start doing it now is what I'm saying. You're not going to do it like, oh, game three, they're almost out. Now let's try to fix it. I'm saying if you get down 0-2, conspiracy over, right? Like even if there was one, they would say, well, now guys, everyone's going to be looking for us to do that. That's not how conspiracies would work. If they exist at all, they're going to be done when no one's looking and hopefully no one's going to notice.
Hey, the Swifties, you know that they've taken over the NFL, right? We're aware of this at this point. Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift.
I mean, that's the, they haven't taken over the NFL. Wow. They're just watching NFL games, but yes.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, his jersey sales went up like 400%.
Well, what I'm
so
saying
clearly
is,
it matters.
I'm saying, yeah, they're interested in the NFL. The NFL's the one given control over to them by saying like every broadcast where she's there, we're going to show her and then show the game too, I guess. Like that's on the NFL and the broadcasters.
So she didn't make the trip. Last week, too. Was she there in Minneapolis?
No.
No, she wasn't.
Was not.
Okay.
They actually, because I think Jim Nantz came on and said, I can't believe I have to say this, but it's the first time in my career I ever thought I would. Taylor Swift is not at this game.
All right. Well, Travis Kelce, though, in that game, hurt his ankle in a non-contact situation.
Yeah.
They have artificial turf, obviously, in that dome. I want to say they're still one of the fields that has that slit field.
Oh, really?
Which is the bad kind.
Well, wasn't it, who just went on IR for the Vikings? Was it Justin Jefferson that just had to go on IR? And he tweaked a hammy running non-contact injury. Yeah.
So the Swifties took to social media on Sunday because apparently they were unaware of this issue that we've been talking about for a while, artificial turf versus grass, saying, this is ridiculous. Why are these billion-dollar franchises playing on artificial turf? Oh. They should be playing on grass.
Thank you, Swifties.
So now the Swifties have gotten behind this. There was even a hashtag that I saw, Swifties for grass.
That has multiple uses.
Well,
but yes.
I'm just saying, Roger Goodell and the NFL owners, they won't listen to reason from the Players Association or any of these scientists that say, we have studied this. Injuries are much more prevalent on artificial turf. Why do you keep doing this, right? They don't seem to understand the PR backlash when the World Cup comes into town.
No,
they instantly dig up the artificial turf and put down grass for the delicate genius soccer players.
Exactly right.
None of that. And then put down the crappy stuff for their own guys that they pay millions of dollars to. But now you have the Swifties saying, why don't you have grass down there?
Yeah. It's I'll tell you this, man. I haven't been married. I found out to a Swiftie because my wife loves Taylor Swift. And she is like this in very many aspects of her life. And I've come to find out a lot of Swifties apparently are the same way. When they become aware of an issue, when my wife becomes aware of an issue, she will go down the rabbit hole. She will find out everything. And within like 2 days, she goes from like, I wasn't very aware of it to I've got all the info. And not that she'll like throw it out at you and like pretend like she's had the info all this time. She'll just tell you if you ask, oh yeah, I just looked that up. And she knows it back to front, front to back. I'm saying a lot of Swifties are like that apparently. And they're not going
into the grass.
I'm telling you, the fact they got this quickly onto the artificial turf debate and got on the right side of it, let them live.
There was a big long piece, I want to say on .com, on ESPN.com today, about artificial turf and grass and Players Association and all that crap. It's an interesting read. Go read it. What I was fascinated by was the technology that they're utilizing up in Green Bay. Because the whole thing was, because the Titans have artificial turf this year. That's new.
Oh, gosh.
In their place. And their whole thing was, well, you know, it's pretty hard to grow grass in November and December in Nashville.
In the South.
Yeah, it's really hard to grow grass.
Yeah.
Really hard. Green Bay has lush green grass.
Cleveland has lush green grass.
I'm just saying.
Lots of places they have
somehow
it.
Somehow they're able to do it. That's why I always roll my eyes when it's like, it's 30 degrees. School's been delayed by 2 hours. The buses don't start. How do they have buses in Minneapolis in the winter?
Right?
Yeah. Nobody goes to school in Minneapolis? What the hell's going on? Okay?
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that up in Green Bay, they have a hybrid situation going on.
Oh?
It's natural grass, but with artificial stuff mixed in.
Interesting.
And they're saying it's state of the art and players love it and groundskeepers can't stop talking about it. This seems like a pretty good sample to go off
of,
right?
Yeah. I am not a groundskeeping expert, but
Thank you.
Seems like the simplest solution is go to the places where they grow grass in cold weather all around the world, see what those teams. Soccer stadiums everywhere have natural grass all over the world. Cold climates, super hot climates, doesn't matter. They have grow lamps. They have advanced watering systems. They have all kinds of stuff they do. You have teams that are literally taking their field apart and stuffing it under the stadium when they have a concert and then rolling it back up. And those are natural grass fields that they water underground.
Right.
So the NFL should be able to figure it out.
All the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We're still looking out for an accident. 670 westbound at State Route 315, the right lane blocked there. That is causing stop-and-go traffic. That is backing up more and more. That's backed up to around Leonard Avenue. About a 10-minute delay currently. This report sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Invisible Fence brand is more than a fence. They offer what no other pet containment company can. Patented technology combined with hands-on training to ensure protection for your pet while allowing them to enjoy more of their yard. Visit InvisibleFence.com today to learn more about what sets them apart. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No college education, and it shows. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. A big announcement coming up in about 10 minutes. From our very own Jeff Rimmer. Jacket season starts up tomorrow. He's got something very important to tell you, and he wants to use this show to do it. So, be listening. And we'll do his regular name dropping and all that crap and talking about the season starting tomorrow. All of it. We'll do all of it for an hour. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Right now on campus.
Common Man and T-Bones. On campus, the latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Why age gracefully when you can age in reverse?
Bone. Well, man, the ACC has come out and said that replay officials got the call right in the fumble call that ended up costing Miami a victory against Georgia Tech. This, according to ACC Supervisor of Officials Alberto Riveron. He told ESPN this earlier today. He said, rather, you know, basically after they looked at all of it, said there was no indisputable visual evidence to overturn the ruling on the field, which was a fumble. He said we made the right call on the field based on the angles that were afforded to us. The process and the protocol was filed. So also, don't blame the refs when you run the ball, when you could have just taken a knee and gotten out of there with an easy win. Not an easy win, but the game took one play. That's all it was. At the end of it, you took one knee and you're done. Miami's Shannon Dawson, he is the offensive coordinator. He stepped to the podium this week and took the blame for all of this. He said, what we did at the end was the wrong decision. I called it. It was the wrong thing to do. Then Mario Cristobal was like, thanks for taking that one for me, buddy. And then went on to say they should have recalibrated, his word, after they were able to move the ball a little bit in their drive. They thought they were going to need to take a timeout based on the time that was left on the clock. It then turned out they didn't, and they would have been good to just kneel it down. He said, I should have jumped in there. That's on me. So after making his offensive coordinator go to the podium and say, no, coach, it's on me, he said, you're right, but also it's on me. Don't I look great? I still blame Mario Cristobal for that, in my opinion. Bama's Malachi Moore is among the injured players for the Tide's big game against Arkansas this weekend. Standout defensive back. Left last weekend's game against Texas A&M with a high ankle sprain. He's going to be a game-time decision, according to Nick Saban. Also, Jalen Daniels remains doubtful. Kansas quarterback, they've got a big game against Oklahoma State, so that is not good. He missed practice Monday and Tuesday, likely to miss his third consecutive game because of this issue. Wasn't able to go 2 weeks ago against Texas. Didn't play last week at UCF. Number 23, Kansas, is 5-1 overall, 2-1 in Big 12 play, with that loss coming at Texas, but no shame in that necessarily, especially when you didn't have your quarterback. Lincoln Riley, he is standing by the criticism that's standing, I guess, by his team, rather, against the criticism that's coming his way. He says he likes the job they're doing on defense.
Well, then he's lying to himself.
Well,
because they suck on defense.
Yeah, they've given up back-to-back 40-point games in, again, conference foes that they're playing, but he gave up 40 points to Arizona. That's not the way. That's not getting it done.
It's not just that, too. Like, yes, last week, bad. Needed three overtimes to beat Arizona. Defense, bad. Go back to that Colorado game.
Yeah.
Where it looked like they were going to run away with that thing. And the defense took their foot off the gas, sort of were treading water for a while. And all of a sudden, they're fighting for their lives in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So it's either a lack of execution or a lack of planning.
Yeah. Well, and Buckeye fans will remember Alex Grinch, who is now, you know, followed Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma, now out to USC, and he's been taking a lot of heat for how bad the defense is. Lincoln Riley said, there's a lot of great things happening here. We'll own the things that need to get better. People need to make sure they're seeing the other side of it as well. That's what we've been trying to say for a long time. We're venting a bit of frustration with that, to be completely honest. I like the job we're doing there. I think we're set up to play really well in the second half of the season. Well, you better hope so.
All right, look, we know as Buckeye fans what it's like to not have an opportunity to win a national championship when you have a great offense because your defense is a sieve.
Yeah.
And USC fans are feeling that same way. You got the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. That offense can score 50 every single game against anybody. And you got a defense that barely cannot give up 50.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of guys who probably could help out USC both offensively and defensively if he played for them, Travis Hunter, who has been out injured with, am I wrong? A lacerated, it was an internal organ. Was it a liver?
Yeah, well, it was.
Liver, spleen, kidney, something. Lacerated. Not good. Anyway, he is ahead of schedule as it relates to his on-field return. Deion Sanders said that he could return in week 7 against Stanford, so they are hoping for that. Of course, he hasn't played since week 3 when he took the hit against Colorado State.
I would like to point something out, too, because I got a lot of people getting on the burner phone asking this question.
Okay.
Rimmer's coming up in about 6 minutes to give his announcement. I've told Rimmer that since he's going to plop himself down here for the entire 5 o'clock hour, we are going to continue to do Wild Card Wednesday.
There you go.
So if you have wild cards you want to throw at Rimmer.
Love that.
the more inappropriate, the better. I want to make him squirm.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what he's going to say. I was trying to see if anybody had already sent some in. So far, I don't have any for Rims, but we need to change that. You can tweet us now and let us know.
Yeah, go ahead.
@Manabone971.
Give me one. We got about a minute.
Let's see. Well, we've got Solana Papadia's baby daddy, who says, we need dodgeball in schools. Kids today are soft. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
And let's do adult dodgeball beats the hell out of pickleball. Hashtag go to hell. Hashtag go Bucks.
I should see if anybody bit on the pickleball with Yarmo.
The Yarmo thing. We can get it up.
The bid started at $800, but nobody had bid on it yet.
I'll tell you, I'm not doing it just because I don't want an awkward pickleball conversation with Yarmo. I don't think that would be well. It wouldn't go well for anybody.
Just scream at him the whole time.
Yeah, but I also don't like pickleball, so I'm going to be extra mad. I don't want to do that. Oh, I thought you were.
No, I'm not.
I thought you were talking.
No, I'm not talking.
All right, fine. Rimmer just walked in.
Get out of here. That light's on.
You're walking in.
Get out of here. That light's on. You don't walk in. Get out.
This is a man.
You'll have your time.
He's playing.
And he backed out slowly.
Oh,
didn't he
did. He really did. He didn't even shut the door all the way. 101010 says, if Twitter/X eventually kicks the bucket, where are you going? Threads, the gram, burner phone only?
I think I'm just going burner phone only. I'm done. All these billionaire idiots drive me crazy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the answer would be Instagram. Like, we'd have to do a show account on Instagram is probably the actual thing if we wanted to still have a presence if Twitter went under.
Well, all right.
But I'm saying,
we'll keep a show account. I'm not doing a personal account.
That's what I don't know if I'd want to bother with that is what I'm saying.
All right. Jeff Rimmer is coming in here for his big announcement. Tell your friends. Coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have an accident. State Route 315 after I-70 East. Right lane blocked there, causing stop-and-go traffic backed up to Ackerman Road. Police are on the scene. About a 6-minute delay currently. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples during Staples Sit-A-Thon. Save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. In-store only offer ends 10/28. Now is the time to save at Staples. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. Also a bit of a wild card. We normally just talk to him at 5:34. He has requested special time to make a special announcement. Television voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets, Jeff Rimmer.
Thanks for having me in today, boys. I really appreciate it.
You want to just go right off the bat with your announcement?
Whatever you guys want. It's your show. Don't ever think for a minute it's mine.
First of all, you just walked in the last segment when the on-air light was on, like you own the radio station. Hey. So don't pull this humble crap with me now.
Exactly right.
I'm very humble.
Yeah.
I want to hear your announcement. Come on.
Well, I know how disappointed you were. I guess it was last season when I was in Dallas and had the opportunity to talk to Jerry Jones. And for some reason, I fumbled. Well, later this month, we'll be in Dallas, Monday the 30th, and I will make another attempt.
This is not
to go toe-to-toe.
The big announcement.
Oh, come on.
What is the matter with
come
you?
Come on.
This is not it. Stop delaying.
Well, it's on the Blue Jacket website now. I've written an essay, and it's somewhat bittersweet, but I'm very proud to say that this is my 20th year with the Columbus Blue Jackets, 47th in the National Hockey League, and it'll be my last. I will be retiring at the conclusion of the season, and hopefully there'll be some playoffs that I can call. Don't shed a tear now.
No, I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna talk to you, not like you know, common man's talking to you.
Oh, you're gonna be Mike.
Mike's talking to you.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, wow.
This guy called me. What was it? April, May, and you said, "I think I'm gonna retire."
Right.
At the end of next year, and I listened to you. We talked about it. Quite honestly, though, I didn't think you would do it. Well, I went home and talked to my wife, and she said, "What did Jeff have to say?" And I said, "Well, he thinks he's going to retire." And she said, "Do you believe him?" And I said, "No," because I thought you'd die in that booth.
Well, I was going to say, last week, while listening to the show, as I do religiously, you said, "Well, Jeff Rimmer's coming back, first show of the year. I thought he might have died over the summer."
You did.
Remember
you did,
that?
It's always a question,
that.
Isn't it, Rims?
Yeah. Well, but he's here. He'll be on the show.
I mean, you have a baboon heart ticking in your body. It's not unheard of.
It's also a question if we will live or die summer as well.
We could die every summer.
You never know.
But my point was, and I was talking to Kristen about it, and I said, I hope he actually does retire, only because, not because I don't think you can do the job anymore. I know you can, but I know that you love your wife, right? And she is not able to come up here during the season, because she has some health issues, so she has to stay in Florida, and you have to be up here by yourself. And I know that weighs on you, and she deserves to have you around.
Well, my family does.
Right, and I'm glad that you've made that decision.
To her credit, in all seriousness, to her credit, working over parts of six decades, baseball, hockey, football, being on the road, being away from my family. She basically raised the kids, my son and my daughter, who...
And they're better off
done a great
for
job.
It.
Well, that's your thought. That's your opinion. And we'll leave it at that. I thought you were going to be Mike today, not common.
No,
man.
I am.
That is Mike,
this
actually.
Is Mike.
That's just how he feels. He's
this
just
is
very...
No, I'm glad that you made this decision.
It's the right decision at the right time.
It's the right decision. I would just like to point out to you and everybody else that just because Rimmer is stepping away from the daily play-by-play duties, you are still going to be doing this show, all right?
I promise.
Yeah. No, I it's going to happen. I've already called your nurse down there in Florida at the home that you have reserved make sure you're going to have a cell phone in there so we could do the segment next year.
No, I'm going to come religiously maybe 3-4 times a year and walk in the studio half an hour before my
with the light on.
I love
with
that.
The light on.
With the light
on.
I love
on.
That. Well, we wouldn't have it any other way.
Because the thing is, you guys need some schooling. Again, as
do.
I listened to the show yesterday, there were a lot of bad facts that came
right,
on about
the
Blue
give
Jets.
Me some, the bad
give
facts.
Me some bad facts, Rims. First of all, it was funny because Rims walked in here and handed me his phone, and I thought, is this still going on? I didn't know what's happening. He just flipped the phone. I'm like, Rims, I don't need it. I don't have to look at it. You're good.
I got several messages here I'm going to have to adhere to here now that it's out on Twitter and most notably on 97.1. And speaking of 97.1, I'd like to certainly salute this radio station, because back in 2004 when I arrived, and of course it was during the lockout, I had the good fortune of working alongside one of your favorite people, Kirk Herbstreit. And this is before you did afternoons. And for the entire lockout year, I was tagging along with Herbie, and I enjoyed it immensely. And then your idea of name-dropping, becoming a fixture on this show, ratings seemed to be just skyrocketing in that 5:30 hours.
It's all because
of you. Question.
That's
no
it.
No question.
We
but
know.
Getting back to straightening you guys out again.
Please do.
As you need. So
this is like talking to Trump. It's just, it goes in and out from, aren't I great, to look at these ratings.
I'm not Trump. Believe me.
That's right.
All right. Go ahead. Straighten us out.
So you obviously saw the final roster and you had some question marks. My good friend.
Is this about
here,
Kent Johnson?
Well, I was just going to say, my
or
good
Patrick
friend
T-Bone
was talking first about Kent Johnson. Now, you mentioned Kent Johnson as center and Line A the experiment. Kent Johnson, other than maybe a few small instances and not game to game, but period to period and maybe shift to shift, he saw action at center. He was a left winger primarily. And the reason he is not in the lineup tomorrow night, opening night, and again, I can vouch from practice today, the lines are the same, he will be a healthy scratch. You're not very happy about it, just watching his body language on the ice today. You know he's disappointed, but you want him to be disappointed. He has not had a good camp. he has underperformed the way certainly we expect to see Kent Johnson on a nightly basis. Now, he will not be out of the lineup for very long. As far as Patrick Laine is concerned, he's earned the chance. He's earned the chance to be the team's number one center. If he can, in any way, shape, or form, play up to the capabilities, and the guy's 6'5". There aren't too many 6'5" centers that have the speed and the ability that this guy has. That is a plus. Now, you mentioned Juracek and the fact that he was sent down. Juracek can be back here in a matter of one phone call in 2 hours. They want him to get more ice time. You don't want Juracek on the team as a third line center. You want him, or excuse me, as a third pairing defenseman. You want him to be playing minutes, and by that I mean 18, 20, 22 minutes a night. He's going to get that now in Cleveland, but ultimately he's going to be a fixture on the Blue Jackets' blue line, and that too could be sooner than later.
Rims, let me ask you this, because this is where the Kent Johnson stuff bugs me, and we can get to Laine and all that too, but with Kent Johnson, when he was drafted, that was the question mark, was they're not sure if he can play center or not, and then everybody was like, no, he's the center of the future, don't worry, he's great. And then now we're at a point where, yeah, they're already kind of saying, I guess not, never mind.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You're putting words in their mouth. The guy's a young guy. Look at his frame. Look at his body. He needs to put some upper body strength on. He will get a chance at some point. But as we sit here right now, I mean, Boone Jenner, he's been the team center for the last several years. How long is he going to stay at center? He starts the season here now, but he is certainly a capable winger, and they like the guy being the first guy in deep. In the not-too-distant future, I can see him moving to the wing. So does that mean, we're moving Jenner to the wing, he can't be a center anymore? So, hey, this is a hockey team, and there are going to be some moves made along the way.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You said Kent Johnson didn't have a good camp, right?
Right.
You said his attitude's not great.
Well, I didn't say his attitude is not great. I said he's
disappointed that he's not playing. You're talking about getting Juracek minutes in Cleveland. He needs minutes. If you want him to, if you really want to send a message, wouldn't you also send him to Cleveland to work on things?
Because they
could have
done that, right? With his contract, he's the type of guy they could send down if they had to.
He could go down without waivers, but no, you don't necessarily have to send him down. He's going to be back in the lineup. As Pascal Vincent, who really has done a terrific job with this hockey team through training camp, as he said, hey, these are tough decisions. They're decisions that have been made, and they are not by any stretch of the imagination, even semi-permanent. I mean, Johnson might not be in the lineup, or probably won't be in the lineup tomorrow night, but
you said
the
lineup's set, right?
Yeah, well,
hey. He's going to be a healthy scratch. You said it.
He's going to be a healthy scratch, but what if tomorrow
somebody shows up and I know what he's talking about. Massive poo.
He is likely out of the,
Someone could have diarrhea. You never know, Mike. They could have a terrible poo situation.
So sits on the injury report, terrible poo.
He could be in the lineup Saturday against the Rangers, depending on him. And one thing that Pascal has made very clear, if you don't play up to your capabilities, you're not going to play. You're going to have to earn your ice time.
Good.
Is that
all right? All right. That's fair. I have so many more questions for you, but I think we have to go hit a break. I do want to talk about Patrick Laine playing center, because I have I need you to educate me on something, because I am not I'm not the 47 years in the NHL guy. I don't know the inside and out like you do. So I do have a question about Laine.
And you are just stroking his ego, aren't you?
I'm trying to, I'm going to ask him a question.
He's showing a little bit of respect.
That's right.
Why don't you try and start?
I gave you the whole hour. What are you talking about?
Well, show some respect in the hour. Yeah,
I gave you the whole hour.
What Mike didn't tell you was I screamed at him and said, how dare you? Give him 12 minutes. That's it. That's what he gets.
I figured he'd say something like that. Yeah. I kind of know where you're coming from.
Are you coming back or are you done now?
No, I'm here for the hour.
Okay.
And then I'm headed to the airport to pick my wife up.
When is she coming in tonight?
She's coming tonight for the home opener and see the first three games. And before it gets too cold, get back to Florida.
All right. There you go.
Well, I have my question about Laine. We're going to go to break.
I have a joke, but I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for you. More with Jeff Rimmer coming up next. Cowan Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We have some slowdowns to look out for, starting off with an accident. State Route 315 southbound after I-670 East. Right lane blocked there. Stop and go traffic backed up from Ackerman Road. Police are on the scene. About a 7-minute delay through that area. And seeing some stop and go traffic, things backing up 670 westbound between Leonard Avenue and State Route 315. That's about a 12-minute delay through that area. This report is sponsored by American Kennel Club. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone, Rimmer.
Yes.
I want to tell you about my friends at Bath R Us.
Go right ahead.
All right. We've all heard stories of remodels that took way too long. Bath R Us understands the importance of sticking to schedules and deadlines. These guys pride themselves on working hard to complete your remodel on time. Don't wait. Upgrade to the bath of your dreams with no regrets. Call today, 855-592-BATH, 855-592-2284. Go to bathrus.com. Schedule your free in-home estimate to get $1,500 off and low to no monthly payments. Plus, every Bath R Us remodel comes with a 30-year transferable warranty. Where are you going to be in 30 years, Rims?
Right here doing this show with us.
Absolutely. Hopefully you guys will still be here. I don't think I could work with anybody else.
So we appreciate
when
that.
You guys retire, I think I'll have to retire
if,
from the show.
Well, you are retiring. That was the announcement that you made.
The show.
At the end of the season, Jeff Rimmer will call it a career after, is it 20 years or 19 years with the Blue Jackets?
This is my 20th season.
Okay.
20th year with Columbus.
And 54 years overall in broadcasting, correct?
No. Well, around that. I've been part of 6 decades broadcasting sports.
Wow. 47 years in the NHL, right?
47 years in the National
47 Hockey. In the NHL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
So let me ask you this, because we were talking about what's going to go on tomorrow and the Blue Jackets. We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
One moment that you think sums up your entire NHL broadcasting career. What's the one moment that you look back on? Don't give me 10 either. Pick one moment.
Well, Mark Gregory, when he put out the essay that I'd written to the staff, mentioned a couple, and I'd probably think those were two of the highlights. I'm getting emotional here. One was obviously the Rick Nash goal. I mean, that was the highlight of the decade in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
Coast to coast.
Unbelievable goal.
Yeah. That would be one, and the other was the incredible year that Tampa had. And then John Tortorella and the Blue Jackets swept the Lightning in that playoff series. Now, they won another playoff series, but that was in the bubble, and some people say it doesn't count when they beat Toronto. But the Tampa series was exceptional.
Yeah. And
it was the goaltending, Jonas Korpisalo. I mean, just think that one game that went to 5 overtimes.
Oh, right, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, incredible.
So those two are up there as the tops, and they're both with the Blue Jackets. Now, in 1996, with Doug McLean as coach of the Florida Panthers, we went to the Stanley Cup Final. We were swept 4 straight by Colorado, but we beat Mario Lemieux, Jaromir Jagr, and the Penguins in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final. That was certainly another memorable achievement. And it's time to name drop, and certainly as a 19-year-old, getting a chance to go toe-to-toe with Muhammad Ali and do a half-hour television show, yeah, that's certainly a highlight as well. I mean, we could sit here, and I can probably name 1,000, but you only wanted one, and I've given you 3.
Where does getting your ass kicked by Pete Rose rank?
We were, no joke, Rims, we were talking with Fish, our new program director here, who has not gotten to meet you yet.
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
And he's heard some of the stuff we've talked about. He's heard you before, and he's, you know, yeah, you guys, you know, tease him about these different name dropping things. And we were joking about how sometimes you give us Bobby Orr. And then I said, but legitimately.
Talk to Bobby today, by the way.
Yeah. And Bobby Orr is a great name, too. But you just bring him up all the time. And we kind of give you crap
about
it.
He's a friend. I'm sorry.
Of course.
I bring up your name all the time,
too. Of course.
Too.
Well, that's
to
rare.
Him, but I'm not.
What the hell does he say?
He's like, oh,
why you keep bringing up T-Bone? Who's this meat guy?
John Smith.
But my point is. We then had to say, like, but no, legitimately, the man has interviewed Muhammad Ali. He went toe-to-toe with Pete Rose.
Not so much toe-to-toe.
Okay, but
well,
you took a dive. You were there.
Pete
you
Rose
were there.
Took a swing at you. You dove.
You and the Ripken family.
You kidnapped his mom.
Yeah.
No, so I did not.
It was you behind the whole thing.
We're just saying, like.
I am an honorary member of the Ripken family from my days in Baltimore.
That's what I'm saying.
The nights that. I would be on the post game and get some really irate Baltimore Oriole fans who didn't think the record was much significance, that it was a personal accomplishment more than anything. And one night, Cal was driving home up to Aberdeen, which is northern Maryland, from Camden Yards, and he was listening as this guy just totally undressed me and at the end said, you know what, Rimmer, you should change your name from Jeff Rimmer to Jeff Ripken. Cal loved it. Next day, clubhouse boy says, Cal's looking for you. Handed me a baseball bat that's proudly in my man cave to Jeff Ripken Rimmer, my long-lost brother.
Love
that's
that.
Very nice, friends.
Yeah. No, you are.
Touches my heart. It's very nice.
People don't know this. You're also the guy who wrote that thing on the bottom of Billy Ripken's bat on that baseball card.
Yeah, I did. I'll take credit. Billy's a beauty.
What about over the years, some hockey players that you particularly got close to?
Well, can I mention another baseball player?
Go ahead. Why don't you just interview yourself at this point?
It's like, good question. Anyway,
okay, baseball. Good question. I'm going to ignore it. Go ahead.
I'll get to some hockey players in a moment, but there's a guy I wish was still with us. One of my my favorite people and one of my closest friends in my days in Montreal with the Expos and the Canadiens, and that's Gary Carter, who unfortunately left us at the young age of 58 due to a brain cancer. Did you guys ever, just as an aside here, did you guys ever stop and think about all the Major League Baseball players that played on artificial turf? And we learned there was another one just last week, Wakefield. Tim Wakefield.
Yes.
That have died from brain tumors that have played Major League Baseball. There's a number of them, number of catchers. But anyway, Gary, Hall of Famer, won the World Series in 86 with the Mets. We both left Montreal at the same time. He went to New York, and I moved to Washington, Baltimore. And
Started hanging out with Larry King.
That was Larry. Yeah, Larry would have loved this day here too. He would have had some stories for you.
Oh, are you kidding? Larry would be on the show today,
guaranteed.
He would have married his sister-in-law and then come on the show. Because that's what Larry
for the eighth time.
That's right.
Yeah. By the way, people. As everything you've done in your career has been incredible. People may not, I don't know. I've seen so much love coming in the last few minutes since this announcement came down.
They must not know you.
Well, there's some of the people listen to our station. Like Brian said this. He said, I love hearing Rimmer do Common Man's voice of Jeff Rimmer. Hope your broadcast season goes deep into June. Dustin says, today has been somewhat stressful, and hearing Rimmer's retiring is sad. But also, hearing Rimmer do his impression of Mike doing his Rimmer voice made my day. And then Ross, I agree with this 100%, Ross. He said, we 100% need to see Rimmer included on the big nationwide window graphic this season.
Oh, man.
Rimmer is a legend. Rimmer's a legend and should go out as such. And then he gave you a little beer toasting emoji.
Imagine like a 4 foot tall Rimmer greeting you as you walked in a nationwide arena?
40. It would be at 4. What do you mean? 4 foot tall, like a statue?
Oh, 40 is what
I mean.
Yeah.
Like 40 foot tall. Yeah, you just walk up and it's you.
Four stories
face.
is what I meant.
We got to get that. We got to, whoever's on it, just wipe them off of there. Put Rimmer on there. Let's go.
We got to take a break, but I want to play some out of context Rimmer that we've collected over the years.
We have some good ones.
This is Rimmer talking about his little Rimmer.
It used to be a lot longer.
Right. I mean, things happen when you age. Here's another one.
The male doesn't fit into the female.
Again. You know, these are age-related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've all been there, Rims. We got it.
This one, Rimmer does actually do this.
I've got a soft spot for homeless people.
Always. You do.
It's every year. Comes in here talking about it.
Here's another one.
He's 18 years old, but he's got a man's body.
We know who that's not true about. Young Connor Bedard. He's got the body of, like, I don't know, a preschooler? I don't know. He's a tiny guy.
Michael Bublé has just sent a text.
Oh, of course he has.
Congrats.
I wish
everyone could see what just happened. Rimmer looked at his Apple Watch and said, Bublé is texting now. Like, it was the most Rimmer thing you've ever done in front of me. I love this. This is great. And I'm happy for you that Bublé, he should text you. You shouldn't have to text him. He texted you the way it should be.
I think somebody deleted my favorite one of you.
What do you mean? No.
No. I don't see it here.
No, not that. No.
I got to take a break.
You got to find it. We have to find it. We have one that, yeah.
The official name dropping with Jeff Rimmer segment coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You want to be aware of some stop-and-go traffic in the area, 670 westbound between Leonard Avenue and State Route 315, about a 10-minute delay there. We also have a blockage due to down power line, Richardson Road, both northbound and southbound between Berger Road and Hayes Road. Cannot get through that area. This support is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday, and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, Let's Go Sports Bar, valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. Name dropping with the biggest name dropper of them all, the CBJ's Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Well, he's been here all hour because he made the announcement. This year will be his final season in the Columbus Blue Jackets booth. He has been fired. Replaced with a younger man, Al Michaels. He'll be doing the games next season. The television voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets, Jeff Rimmer, calling it a career after this season.
Bittersweet, but it's time.
I get to do a game with you?
You have a standing invitation to come into that booth.
That's not what I said. I don't want to come in the booth. I've done that. I've sat with you.
No.
I want to put the headset on and give you my expertise the game is happening.
I love that. I'll tell you what. I'll continue to listen to this show over the course of the hockey season. If you can improve, as Derek Dorsett has said to me many, many times, if you can improve your commentary and be a little more accurate towards the end of the season, we'll give you that opportunity.
First of all.
All right. Derek, watch what you say, because Derek Dorsett's still waiting out in the parking lot.
That's fine. I'm going to take a page from your book right now. You want accuracy? You want me to give you some numbers?
Yeah, give me some numbers.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
I do color on your broadcast, best ratings of the season.
Really?
I guarantee it.
Mm. Well, I wouldn't doubt
that. I guarantee it.
I wouldn't doubt that. But
I'm going to be needling you the entire time.
Is it family television, though?
Yes.
Or would it be X-rated?
No, look, I do this show X-rated.
I've listened to you for 20 years.
I do this show. I can clean it up for the TV. There's no question about that. Kids love me.
They do.
Kids actually jump on my lap the time.
I have seen that. I mean,
now, how would you look on camera?
Fun. Oh, I'm camera ready, baby.
Are you?
Yeah.
Shirt and tie?
No.
I mean, he's got the hair.
You got to have a shirt and tie on.
Rims, at least he's got the hair still. You know what I mean? Like, some of us here, like me.
I'll put a shirt and tie on for you.
Jacket?
Yeah. Okay. Jacket.
All right.
Mm. Do I have to button it? Because that's going to be a problem.
No, you're going to have to button it. You might have to go out and buy a new shirt.
maybe not. Wow. I'm talking the jacket. I'm talking.
Oh,
do
the
I have
jacket.
To, do I have
well,
to button the jacket?
If you're doing a stand up, of course you're going to have to stand up and look sharp. Have that microphone in your hand. Good evening, everybody. This is Mike Riccardotti joining Jeff Rimmer, and welcome to Blue Jackets Hockey on Bally Sports. Good start.
I actually insist you call him Mark Riccardi the
yes,
entire
Mark
time.
Riccardi.
And don't
I'm
ever
not
change.
Riccardi. That's
yeah,
your
I'm
stage
not gonna
name.
Be Mike Riccardotti. That's exactly right.
Get out of here. Well, you can't be Common Man.
Why not?
No, you got to
That's
be.
My professional name.
Well, that's your professional name.
Rims, did he tell you he's going to bring the soundboard as well and just hit those from time to time?
Here's what I'm going
to
do.
Probably
this
play
is,
all the river
this
clips.
This is the soundbite that I was looking for. I found it. This is my favorite out of context, Jeff Rimmer.
The Blue Jackets certainly were going to expose themselves to all the kids.
As they do.
I wish I knew what that actually was about, because I know you were talking about draft and probably like going to a prospects camp or something, but then it just, it's taken on a life of its own. Colin says, we will miss you dearly, Jeff Rimmer. Have always enjoyed listening to your play-by-play, but have seriously enjoyed your demented torture of Man and Bone.
Oh, so, he does torture. Oh, are there other names you'd want to drop? I mean,
you dropped a hell of a name in the commercial break. You got to drop that name on
the people. Howard Cosell. Absolutely. Yeah. Tell the story.
Well, back in my days in Baltimore, Monday Night Baseball was on ABC at the time, you'll recall, and Howard Cosell worked in the booth, and one game prior to first pitch, he was sitting in the press room. They had great crab cakes in Baltimore at Camden Yards. I got to tell you, I love and miss those crab cakes. Anyway, we're sitting there having a few crab cakes, the two of us, and he was saying, hey, how old are you? How long have you been in the business? He's asking me all kinds of questions. All right, Jeff Rimmer, I'm going to tell you right now. You need to learn to tell it like it is. You want to be a top broadcaster? You need to tell it like it is, just like I have throughout my career. And then you'll be one of the best.
The ironic part is you've done none of that.
No, he does. He tells us like it is when he
I
meets.
I tell you guys like it is every time I walk into this studio.
He tells us how we are wrong. That's what it is. And he's right most of the time. We are wrong.
When you knew in advance of the Seth Jones trade and didn't tell us.
No,
I did
not
know. Did you tell us like it is then?
No, I did not know. You thought I knew.
No, I know what you knew.
You accused me of knowing.
I know what you knew.
Okay, just to set the record straight, and for those that are tuning into this marvelous hour of a terrific afternoon show.
Wonderful ratings.
97.
I brought up the show.
No one's done it better.
No one's done it better than me.
It's the best segment.
I'm telling it like it
My
is.
My segment is the best segment.
Go ahead. Anyway, it was the day before the draft, and we had a draft party at Nationwide Arena, and Rimmer, you know what this trade's coming down. I said, no, there's going to be a trade, but I do not know, and you accused me and have really never given up your thought that
I knew
Seth Jones trade before
I know
it was
you.
Announced.
I've known you for 20 years.
What do you
I know
want me
you.
To say? Do you want me to say, yeah, I helped and endorsed the move before they made it?
No.
They called me up and said, Rimmer, what do you think? 4-for-1. Seth Jones for 4 pieces.
We always knew it. It's nice to hear you actually say it now.
Thanks.
You did know and you
thanks
were actually consulted it. On it. That's good.
Yeah.
We always thought that.
Will you also now admit that you hate goaltenders? You hate
no. I do
you hate
not
all
hate
goaltenders.
No. Goaltending is the most important position.
I know, but you hate all of them.
No, I do
well,
not.
They're all whack jobs.
Wait a second.
Except for John Davidson.
I was going to say, one of his best friends was a goaltender, famously in the NHL, John Davidson.
First ever, first round pick in the NHL draft. St. Louis Blues from the Calgary Centennials. John Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good career. Stanley Cup final 1979 against the Montreal Canadiens. Oh, you asked me about some of my favorite hockey players over the years.
You just ignored it.
No, I did not ignore
talked
it.
Talked about Gary Carter.
I wanted to talk about Gary. There's so many great players that, I'll start in Montreal. 4 straight Stanley Cup championships. Now, I worked for the radio station, so I did not in those days work for the team, but I did the pre and the post game for the Canadiens. And was very close to, they were all my age, so they're all my peers. And Risebrough, Larry Robinson, Guy Lafleur, who's passed away, of course, Jacques Lemaire, Ken Dryden, just terrific people, great names. And we hung around on and off the ice. Me, not so much on the ice, but off the ice, and traveled together. It was great, great times. On to Washington, the Capitals, Dale Hunter, probably one of the most feared players, dirty player, but a great player. In fact, he sent a lot of players to the National Hockey League. He's head coach there in London. Rick Nash, among those players that played for Dale. Great team. The general manager and coach in Florida and in Washington, the coach, Brian Murray. Unfortunately, he too has passed away. Should be a Hall of Famer. Great coach, built two teams that eventually went on to win Stanley Cups. Unfortunately, he wasn't part of them. Detroit, when they brought in Scotty Bowman, and in Anaheim. And of course, after he left there, replaced by Brian Burke, moved on to Ottawa, they won a Stanley Cup. One of the great hockey builders. So, yeah, I've met some great hockey people along the way.
Notice you didn't name anybody from the Columbus Blue Jackets because you hate everyone over there, even though you spent the most amount of time in Columbus.
I mentioned Rick
Nash. We got to take a break. We'll talk.
My broadcast partner, Jody Shelley, probably the most popular player in the history of the franchise, more so even than Rick Nash, I think. That's my opinion.
Look at you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's my opinion.
Telling it like it is.
Yeah.
As usual.
I'm going to go with Mike Commodore.
Oh, Tommy.
Magic Mike. He's a beauty.
He's a beaut, Clark.
He is a beaut. All right. Back page coming up, and we'll wrap up with Rims coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic starting to really back up. 71 northbound between East Broad Street and Cook Road. Really big backups there. About a 25 to 30 minute delay through that area. Going to have to be patient there. This report sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Invisible Fence brand is more than a fence. They offer what no other pet containment company can. Patented technology combined with hands-on training to ensure protection for your pet while allowing them to enjoy more of their yard. Visit InvisibleFence.com today to learn more about what sets them apart. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Inside Edge at 7 o'clock. On the Money at 8 o'clock, and Jeff Rimmer solo at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Turn your microphone on, professional. Jeff Rimmer, if you missed it, announced his retirement effective at the end of the season earlier on in the show, and you've been basking in the love, rightfully so, from all your Twitter friends congratulating you. I'm congratulating you.
Thank you, Mike.
But I'm telling you right now, it's not finished. You got a season to do. No, I know you're reflecting right now, Rims, but I want you to keep your eyes on the prize. Season starts tomorrow.
Absolutely. Right? Can't wait. I've been sitting around watching, observing, watching the preseason games. I'm ready to go.
All right. Here's a question for you.
Sure.
Oh, by the way, we got to do a little sponsor thing. Hey, Bone.
Yeah, man.
You know where I love to go do my sports gambling?
Where's that, Mike?
The Barstool Sportsbook.
Hey.
At Hollywood Casino Columbus. It's 12,000 square feet, two big walls of television, food, drink, and tonight, Jeff Rimmer will be your cocktail waitress.
No.
Hollywood Casino Columbus.
You know what will happen at Hollywood Casino Columbus next Friday? I'll be broadcasting live this show.
That's right. I will not be there because I'm having my testicles ripped open.
No, that's not exactly. But yeah, he is getting the vasectomy done.
That's right. That's next Friday.
Timmy and I will be out there 3 to 6. Come say hi. We'll have, I'm told, something to give away, perhaps.
All right.
Or not. I don't know. Anyway, hang out with us. All the gambling stuff, like you said, must be 21 or over. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Wild Card Wednesday, too. Bone, we have a prize.
Oh, good. Because I have a winner.
Go.
Rich said, my guy. And then put in parentheses, Rimmer. So, Rimmer, this is a Wild Card Wednesday question for you.
I'm ready.
Would you rather have Jarmo Kekalainen sing you lullabies at your bedside until you fall asleep every night, or listen to the 1-877 Cars for Kid ad at full volume until you fall asleep?
I'll give Jarmo the edge.
Have you ever played pickleball with Jarmo?
He seems to like playing pickleball with everybody, Rims.
Maybe when you're retired, you can take this up.
I think I will.
Yeah.
You should.
In the community that I live, we've got some superb pickleball courts.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've heard it's a thing. Not necessarily a fan of it, but I've heard it's a thing.
Now, the community that you live, you're referring to the nursing home.
No, it's not a nursing home. It's a 55 and over community.
See, I want to get in there.
Well, you got to wait. 55 you got to wait a few years.
They're great. They're great.
You know what? My father-in-law lived in one of those for a few years down in Tennessee.
Enjoy it?
Well, every time we went there, I realized, you know what? I could get used to the pace around here.
Absolutely.
Everyone's just kind of chill. Except they had one party every week, like Saturday nights, goes to like midnight, and it was debauchery. And I mean, I think it was the 55 and 56 year olds of the 55 and older, but they were out there. They were going. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cleavage?
I could just hear it. I wasn't looking at it, okay. But I'm just saying it was a lot going on.
All right. So who was that Wild Card Wednesday?
That was Rich, I believe.
Rich gets a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. What's coming up on the
Rich.
Buckeye Show tonight, Rims?
I wish I knew.
Tyvis Powell's on the Buckeye Show because he came in here, introduced himself to you.
Another name for me to drop.
That's right.
There you go. Tyvis, our guy.
Can you drop some of the names that have sent you some texts?
Yeah, who are you getting texts from right now?
News came out.
Michael Bublé.
That's pretty good.
Did Dougie Mac text you yet?
No, he's driving from PEI back to Florida. Jarmo Kekalainen. Ed Ginger, head of the AAA program. Mike Russo, one of the premier writers. Frank Saravelli, very nice message there. Brian Hedger. Todd Markowitz, former GM.
I don't know him.
Boomer at the NHL. Network.
I thought you meant Boomer, the former mascot Boomer. Because he is fully erect with
Clay
this news
Hall.
Today.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Nothing.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike Carrier.
You're asking
anything.
For names.
Nothing.
I'm reading some names
all right,
here.
Back page. Come on.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, an Ohio bar owner, I just saw this story, and I'm trying to find what bar it is, but apparently not happy about the peacock thing going down. Because, of course, the Buckeyes are going to play on the road against Purdue Saturday. It is on Peacock at high noon. You can hear all the action right here on the fan. Coverage starts at 6:30 in the morning. Just FYI. Anyway, the bar owner claims that the costs are far too high to purchase a subscription on top of his current services. So his post goes as follows. I apologize if I offend Ohio State employees/alumni and anyone affiliated and will or may be offended. But I have been the biggest OSU fan and will always be. But what is happening with Peacock and the TV contract this week is criminal for small business across Ohio and Buckeye Nation bars across this country. He said to televise this game, they have to pay $699 times 12-month commitment for TV. Then they also have to add in all these other fees for the various, you know, plug-in services, the over-the-top stuff. So he said it would come to a grand total of over $20,000. For him to be able to broadcast this game.
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right to me either. I think he's talking about for the entire year. But either way, some people then tweeted at him and said, why couldn't you just put it on one TV and airplay it to all the others? And that's illegal. That gets you in trouble. He's trying to do the right thing. Either way, it does suck. I grant you. There's a lot of moving parts to this. A lot of people aren't happy about it. Good news, though. We have the game for you right here on The Fan.
Rimmer.
Yes.
Get off your phone.
Yeah, if you heard him dinging in the back of the segment there, that was Rim's phone just continuing to go off because he's
listen to me.
Text message after text message.
Listen to me.
Tom Atkinson, Cam's dad, just texted.
Listen to me.
Yes.
I don't care about Tom. I'm talking to you right now.
I'm listening.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of
that.
You for your career, and I'm proud of you for making this decision because I know it wasn't an easy one, but it's the right one. We've got 82 games, hopefully more, right?
Absolutely.
This season.
Yep. We've got to call a playoff
game. You have promised that I get to do a game with you in the booth as a color analyst. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to hold you to it.
I don't remember where I promised. I said I want to see.
It's not my fault
how you
that you can't remember what you said. You need some ginkgo biloba.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of you.
Well, right? Thank you.
And I'm humbled that you wanted to come on this stupid show to make your announcement.
Well, yes. I want to thank you guys for having me.
Enjoy everything tomorrow. Hopefully we're talking about a Blue Jacket victory.
We better be.
And we will talk to you soon.
Next week, Wednesday.
Buckeyes Show is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You'll want to be aware of some slow traffic. I-71 northbound between East Broad Street and Cook Road. About a 20-minute slowdown through that area. We also still have an accident north outer belt eastbound between US 33 and Sawmill Road. Right lane blocked there. Police are on the scene. That could delay you a couple of minutes. This traffic report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Adam Zelli for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
A look at some of the current college football conference championship odds. Michigan's the favorite of the Big Ten at plus 130. Ohio State is plus 250. And Penn State comes in at plus 325. In the SEC, it's Georgia at minus 130. Alabama is 2-1. In the Pac-12, co-favorites are 2-1, are Oregon and Washington, and they play on Saturday. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Sports Center.
Good evening, I'm Ryan Baker.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Of yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leap.
Muggsy's Leap. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I'm sure he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that, a kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
in
not
as a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not. It is fitting
that I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We had all the flip and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I get the my guy on occasion.
You're getting the
That's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.